Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Yeah, pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. I know it's been a while since we spoke, but I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, it probably doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a Visa ending in 9896, and it's saying, oh, yep, it's saying the account was closed, so probably the bank sent you a new one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, but first I'd like to get a history of payments.
Okay.
When's the last payment? How much was it? And when was the payment before that?
So you're on a month-to-month subscription for $199, and they always run on the 15th of each month. The only time it looks like recently that it didn't run on the 15th was back in September. So the September payment processed on the 21st, so it was a little bit late, but maybe there was a glitch with the card too back in September. Yeah, other than that, I'm going all the way back to 2016, 2015. It looks like the payments always ran on the 15th of each month.
I thought I had recalled seeing a payment being made just in the last couple of weeks, actually. And I don't know why that is. And let's see. Let me check my records and get right back to you.
Yeah, I hope it
was. Is there a number that I could reach you?
Of course. It's, do you have a pen?
I'm getting one now.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Probably better if you just go ahead and text it.
Okay, yeah, because I'm at extension 777, so I'll send you the toll-free number on a text with my extension, and when you call in and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. But I can tell you, whoever charged you within the last couple of weeks, it wasn't Local Splash, because we haven't received a payment since November 15th.
Since November 15th?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe my mind's playing tricks on me or something, but I'll find out in a few minutes going through my records here. And,
yeah, please do, and I'm here.
Use a different card.
Yeah, absolutely. So once you look it up and you figure out what's going on, you can call me and I'll update the payment for you then. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up in a couple of days, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. What hours are you there today?
I'm here until 4 p.m.
Okay. All right, Tina. Yeah, I have your name down here, too, so I will be able to probably get back to you later on this morning or early afternoon. I'm going to look into it right away.
Okay, no problem. In the meantime, have a really nice rest of your day, too, okay?
Yeah, also, is there a way you can print out results of activity on the account? How many people have viewed the, is there a dashboard or something that I have access to?
Yes, there is. So we're a green company, so we don't really print and mail anything. But when I call you back, I can show you how to get on the dashboard. Or if it's easier, I can screenshot it and send it in your email.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, is that, do you know the codes that I would use to get in the dashboard?
Yep. Let me pull up the login credentials.
Can you text that
to me? I'll tell you what it is. Yep. I'll send you an email, and that will automatically trigger a text with your login. So what will happen, Jeff, is if you try to log in right now, it's not going to let you in, and that's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But later, when we update the payment, you'll have full access to the dashboard again. And then what I'll tell you is that it looks like you're getting some solid results off of Google. 1,186 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So we can go over all of that when we talk later. But, it looks like things are going really well as far as the results. Now, if you want to, when you look into the payment and you figure things out, you could also use this login that I just sent you to update your payment. Because if you try to log in, it'll say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. So if you click that, it will take you to a page where you can update your billing. So if it's easier to do it that way, you can. If not, you know, call me and then I'll assist you with updating it on this end.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the posting or the listing that is being used?
Let me look at the placement real quick. Google Maps. Piano Tuning and Refinishing Expert. And then the website is allpianoservices.com.
Oh, okay. I can finally found a pen. Actually, I can write that down as we speak. So, called
allpianoservices.com. That's the website.
Yeah.
And then the Google listing is under Piano Tuning and Refinishing Expert.
And what's the area that's being targeted?
On this listing, it's showing Long Beach and some of the surrounding areas. It looks like it even goes into LA. Glendale, Pasadena, Lakewood, Torrance, Norwalk. So there's a little map that it shows me with like a radius around it, and it's showing me what the listing is set to.
I see. So it's probably got a radius of about 20 miles or so.
Probably, yeah. It looks like it. That's probably a safe guess.
Oh, okay. Well, real good. I'll check this out and get back to you probably later this morning or early afternoon, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Get an
update.
Sounds good.
I look forward to it. No problem, Jeff.
Okay, Tina.
You know how to reach me now. So, if you have any questions, just give me a call. And like I said, we'll get this figured out for you later, okay?
All righty. All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.